You're listening to SBS News.
The European parliamentary election is the world's second biggest democratic contest. Around 374 million people are eligible to vote, but turnout has consistently dropped since the first election in 1979. Only 42.5% of eligible people voted at the last election in 2014. This year, voting begins on the 23rd of May and closes 3 days later. While the registration period for new voters has passed, many citizens of European Union states and those who've previously been on the electoral roll in those countries can still vote. The EU's ambassador to Australia, Dr. Michael Pulch, is urging European migrants and tourists to see if they're eligible.
Amongst the 28 member states, about 20 member states allow their citizens abroad to vote in the European election under a certain set of criteria. These criteria vary from country to country. I would therefore encourage European citizens to get in touch with their embassies or consulates or High Commission to find out exactly whether they are eligible.
Mr. Pulch says there's a multitude of ways embassies and consulates allow eligible citizens to vote.
There will be election booths provided across the country by their member states. For others, there's a possibility to vote online. And in some cases, you can also vote by postal vote.
While the European election has in recent years been shunned by politicians and voters alike, that appears to be changing. The 2019 elections are seen by many politicians as an opportunity to control Europe through the next 5 years as it faces deep political division and environmental, economic and migration-related challenges. Just over a quarter of eligible 18 to 24-year-olds voted in the 2014 election. Several grassroots campaigns have been launched around the world this year in order to try and improve that turnout. Most of them are modelled around demanding action on climate change and human rights. Lydia Trappenberg, a 24-year-old German student, has been distributing voting information to international students at Melbourne's RMIT University on behalf of one of those campaigns, E-United.
For my first week, there was only the exchange student uni, and there were a lot of people who don't think about voting, and I feel like it's important to remember them that the election's actually on, because at the moment everything's covered in the election here, and people don't think about the European election really. So I hope that people seeing that reminds them of the fact that they should make use of their vote.
Home Affairs data shows European citizens make up a large proportion of Australia's backpackers. European nationals also make up a sizeable portion of international students. Ms. Trappenberg says she hopes other young Europeans in Australia this year will make their voices heard.
A lot of them being in a different country and just kind of travelling really, don't think about that, but then they're the ones who are definitely affected by those elections and definitely have a view that has to shape their future.
Mr. Pulch agrees.
What I would say is don't let others decide about your future. If you don't vote, others will vote for you, and you will have to accept that. Even if you are in Australia and you still care about developments in Europe or care about circumstances for your families and friends and your country in general terms, I think it would be a good moment to connect back.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.